Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment. Over the last few years, some newsworthy topics find themselves impossible to find on the usual news gathering channels, whether it be your TV, radio, newspaper, or online search. It can be frustrating for sure, especially when it involves our presidential and gubernatorial elections. You and I, we've talked before, so you already know my opinion on presidential election 2020, so it's with the same frustration that I continue keeping my eye on a similar mess in Arizona, where gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is fighting in the courts, believing the statewide election shenanigans cheated her out of a rightful win. Her attorney makes a powerful case. Let's paraphrase this quote, make it good for radio. Quote, Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs decided by 17,000 votes. That is a difference of 0.6% out of 2.6 million votes, and the number of ballots at issue 70,000. Your Honor, the election was unlawful. A strong and just case, that was just argued with the courts, appearing to be taking it deadly serious, as they should. I highly recommend keeping an eye on the dispute because the fraud has similar trademarks that we saw in 2020. This whole election outrage thing, it's not about sour grapes. Its importance way bigger than that. It's our country's solvency, and it's eroding fast. According to one poll in 2016, over 60% of Democrats believed the election was stolen. In 2020, over 60% of Republicans believed their election was stolen. Election integrity, that means that we can all continue to move forward and agree to disagree. Clean elections are a renewed hope that the majority's opinion matters and that the rights of minority opinions are still heard. That delicate balance, it can only come from honest accounting of the ballots. It's the only way. Understanding that many of us are paying attention and very upset about what appears to be another fraudulent election, the Arizona legislature just passed AB 2613, making sure that voting machines are made in the USA. And to double down, the legislation required all those voting machines to have 100% of their parts and components sourced and assembled in the US. That sounds like a pretty good idea, right? Well, not so fast. It comes as no surprise. Governor Hobbs of Arizona vetoed the legislation. What could have been an honest opportunity to protect our elections was vetoed in favor of, one could imagine, perhaps cheating again in the future. Republican or Democrat, it doesn't mean much if we don't get back to fair and just elections, whether it be the presidential, gubernatorial, or local. This has been Anthony Manteau with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.